Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Last Duel, directed by Ridley Scott and released in 2021, arrived with all the elements of a cinematic success. A celebrated director, a star-studded cast, a thought-provoking narrative, and a lush historical setting. Yet, despite critical acclaim and significant marketing efforts, the film failed to connect with audiences at the box office, making it one of the most notable commercial disappointments of the year. Its failure has since sparked conversations about audience tastes, marketing strategies, and the evolving dynamics of the film industry. This is Real Disasters, The Last Duel. The film is based on the true story of France's last officially sanctioned judicial duel in 1386, a brutal and dramatic event that unfolded amid accusations of rape and betrayal. Adapted from Eric Jaeger's 2004 book of the same name, the screenplay, crafted by Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, and Nicole Holofcener, offered a Rashomon-style narrative, presenting the events from the perspectives of the three central figures, the accused knight, Jean de Carrouge, his wife Marguerite de Carrouge, and the alleged perpetrator, Jacques Legris. This narrative structure invited viewers to grapple with themes of truth, power, and gender dynamics, issues as relevant today as they were in medieval France. Critics praised the film's performances, with Jodie Comer earning particular acclaim for her portrayal of Marguerite, a woman seeking justice in a patriarchal society. The script was lauded for its nuanced exploration of complex themes, and Scott's direction brought to life a gritty, immersive vision of medieval Europe. The climactic duel, a harrowing and meticulously staged battle, stood as a testament to Scott's ability to deliver visceral and memorable cinematic moments. Despite these strengths, The Last Duel failed to find an audience. Its box office performance was disappointing, earning just over $30 million globally against a production budget of approximately $100 million. The reasons for this
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Performance are multifaceted. Some industry analysts pointed to the film's grim subject matter, which, while compelling, may have deterred audiences seeking escapism. Others cited marketing missteps, arguing that the campaign failed to clearly communicate the film's emotional depth and thematic relevance. Timing also played a significant role. Released amid the COVID-19 pandemic, the film faced an uphill battle in enticing audiences back to theaters, particularly older viewers who were less inclined to take risks during uncertain times. Additionally, the rise of streaming services and a growing preference for at-home viewing may have further hampered its theatrical prospects. The Last Duel competed not only with other films, but with an array of content easily accessible from the comfort of home. Ridley Scott himself was outspoken about the film's failure, attributing it partly to younger audiences' disengagement with serious, adult-oriented narratives. His comments ignited debate, with some agreeing that modern audiences are less willing to invest in historical dramas and others arguing that the industry's shift toward blockbuster franchises has made it harder for mid-budget films to succeed. In the aftermath of its release, The Last Duel has found a second life on streaming platforms, where its compelling story and stellar performances have reached a wider audience. Many viewers who missed it in theaters have discovered its merits, sparking conversations about its themes and the broader challenges facing the film industry. While The Last Duel did not achieve the commercial success it aimed for, it remains a bold and ambitious work that underscores the value of storytelling rooted in historical and moral complexity. Its failure serves as a reflection of the changing landscape of cinema, where even the most meticulously crafted films must contend with shifting audience preferences and the realities of a rapidly evolving industry. For all its struggles, The Last Duel stands as a testament to the enduring power of cinema to provoke, challenge, and captivate, even if not always on the grandest scale.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.